This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. New York City has many tech hubs, but most revolve around the big money in downtown Manhattan. Now Harlem wants a piece of the action, and there's a big new co-working space there called Harlem Garage. I headed uptown recently to get a tour of the spot, which opens officially in a few days.
Let's take a walk over here.
Yeah.
Fix your lunch, have breakfast, quick coffee, large desks where people can plop down with their laptop.
Should I imagine ping pong tables or pool tables or anything like that?
Well, not at this space. Not yet. No ping pong.
That's Ryan Young. He works for a company called Micro Office that manages the space. Also there were Clayton Banks and Bruce Lincoln of a tech-oriented organization called Silicon Harlem.
Clayton, can you talk a little bit about Silicon Harlem, what that organization does?
The clear mission is to transform Harlem into a technology and innovation hub. Our focus is getting gigabit speed throughout Upper Manhattan. Gigabit speed will transform the entire community because companies will locate regional offices, et cetera, because of the infrastructure. Without that infrastructure, you keep a community sort of falling behind.
What do you think of when you think of the best possible way that a space like this could go? Bruce?
I think the idea would be to walk in here, whether it's in the morning or late at night, and see this place packed, see all kinds of different looking people coming together. I mean, Silicon Harlem isn't just tech activity. It also is musicians, it's artists, it's urban environmentalists, it's social innovators. So that makes for really odd bedfellows, but we all come together, I think, in very creative ways.
Ryan?
I think MicroOffice's biggest role in this movement is to facilitate collaboration. And, you know, Harlem has an entrepreneurial spirit. It's, you know, historic. So we knew that we were going to have the entrepreneurs, but we wanted to be a place where everybody could meet and, you know, get their work done.
Clayton.
If I had a dream or a hope for this space particularly, is that we have a huge successful company come out of it. And whether that's a company that gets acquired or just impacts the community in some sort of way, co-working space has the ability to kind of help create that.
I think there's a perception, and I think it's to a certain degree it's accurate, that a variety of technology industries have a big diversity problem.
Diversity is an issue in almost every industry. But fundamentally in business, when you need capital, you need space, you need people, and traditionally these things are still sort of a challenge. So our issue is how do we strengthen those people that have great new ideas in this new economy and just really want to sort of transform their community.
Okay, Bruce, Clayton, Ryan, thank you very much, guys.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you a lot, Ben. That was cool.